Let's check in now in Florida, where workers in the service industry are worried about how they're going to survive as more people embrace the recommendation for social distancing to stem the spread of COVID-19. Tourism is the state's largest industry there, bringing in $86 billion a year and employing more than 1.5 million people. Joining us now is Adam Gersten, owner of Gramps. That's a bar in Miami. Hey, Adam.
How you doing?
I am well. So March is usually the busiest time of year for you. We're hearing you tried to stay open as long as you could because of that. What was the scene like over the weekend on the last night you were open? Were people actually heeding that warning and keeping their distance?
It was too busy. There were too many people out.
We're seeing and we're hearing that spring breakers are crowding into beaches and into bars, defying those pleas from city leaders to cancel their trips. Your bar also serves food. You have a partnership with a pizzeria. And so even though Miami has ordered all of the bars and restaurants to close, you're still allowed to do takeout and delivery. Is it worth being open just for the pizza right now?
As of last night, no. We're trying again today. We're going to try again tomorrow. And I think pretty much that's about it. We had to make the difficult phone call yesterday to really officially let almost everybody go so that they could actually go collect unemployment. You know, there's no prize for saying that they're still employed if it's harming them. So that we had to do that. And that was really, really painful. Even if it, you know, it's temporary or symbolic or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I can imagine that that's painful. You employ 40 people, and so they all depend on this work for their livelihood. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez has tested positive for COVID-19. He's currently in quarantine at home. What answers do you need to support yourself and your employees through all of this?
I think that the city, county, and state leaders need to get results in terms of implementation. That's really the key here, because we know that the House and Senate will pass things. They have to. So I think once that happens, we need to make sure that this stuff gets into people's hands immediately. And I know they're working on both the business side and the employee side. I think one without the other doesn't really work out. And certainly, if either or both are slow to implement, they're pretty useless, because people are freaking out. And I think if they're freaking out, they're not heeding warnings. And I think there's a public health component to getting it done quickly. Rent, mortgages, car payments, all that stuff seems like no-brainer stuff to me, too.
Yeah, you're thinking so much about your employees, but what about you? What's the next step for you as you wait for government assistance?
Try not to freak out. Call the creditors. Make sure that the landlord and the, any lenders are on board with some sort of abatement or freeze, which so far everyone's been helpful. And take care of my family. I have two little kids at home. I just lost my grandfather, actually, who named the bar after on Monday. So that started my week.
Condolences.
So, yeah, you know, we just got to kind of take it all and maintain a level head.
Well, my best to you, Adam. Thank you so much for sharing your story. That's Adam Gersten. He's the owner of Gramps, a bar in Miami. Adam, again, thank you.
Thank you.